USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amy Coney Barrett has been sworn in as the 115th Supreme Court Justice. At a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn, Barrett took the oath of office administered by Justice Clarence Thomas. President Trump applauded Barrett, saying it's highly fitting that Justice Barrett fills the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and that the world has seen how knowledgeable a justice she will be.
Over the past few weeks, the entire world has seen Justice Barrett's deep knowledge, tremendous poise, and towering intellect. She answered questions for hours on end. Throughout her entire confirmation, her impeccable credentials were unquestioned, unchallenged, and obvious to all.
Earlier in the evening, the Senate voted 52-48 to confirm Barrett in a mostly party-line vote. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.